In glorification of the holy name, Kulashyakara says, Vyamoha Prashamaushadam Munimuno Vritti Pravrityaushadam. He says, the holy name is such a great medicine that it quenches the moha, which means utter bewilderment, vyamoha, in the heart of the conditioned soul. The word moha means unquenchable thirst for the illusory presentation of spiritual reality. That is called as moha. So spiritual reality is the real truth, vastava vastu. But in the material world, there is an illusory presentation of the real reality, vastava vastu. So this is avastava vastu, it is called. It's a illusory presentation of the spiritual reality. But to have a deep, unquenchable thirst with which the living entity rushes and chases madly after this illusory enjoyment, that is called as vyamoha. So if one wants to know how it is like, it is exactly like the hankering Mother Sita had for that beautiful golden deer. The golden deer had very beautiful broad eyes, and it was having some pinkish tail. It was having a golden body, golden color body with beautiful circles in his body. In this world, nobody has seen a golden deer ever. It's practically non-existent. Still, when Mother Sita saw the golden deer, she became attracted. She became very fond of it and she demanded it. Similarly, the beauty of this world is degradable. The beauty of this world is temporary, short-lived. But yet it presents itself momentarily in such a fresh and attractive fashion that it bewilders the conditioned soul and makes him chase after this mirage of illusion. That is the nature of this material world. And this moha is like a great fire in the heart of the living entity. And no matter any amount of oil you put in this fire, it only increases this flagrant blazing fire, increasing the moha, illusion of the living entity more and more. There is no medicine whatsoever in the whole creation for quenching this fire of illusion. And the living entity simply is cast in birth and death again and again, millions and millions of times, not knowing any solution to this kind of moha in his heart. Samsara vishanale divanishiya jwale judayite na koinu upay. So there is no solution that I know in order to quench this thirst of vyamoha in my heart, he says. That is why when one chants the holy name, one should know the holy name has such a great power and tremendous power that it can put off this fire of illusory attraction. Just like, you know, when there was a fire in IVF top room, you know, we were trying to arrange some hose pipe and water, and before we tried to arrange, everything was blazing with such a big fire, such orange flames. So we thought we'll never be able to put off. Then when the brigade, fire brigade came, they came with such torches, huge torches. From the gadi outside only, they were standing and sending a huge, thick jet of water straight on the point, the source from where the fire was originating. It was such a nice sight to see. They were very courageous soldiers, jumping at the top of the wall and breaking the window panel. They were sending the waters inside. And when they attacked the source, immediately the fire was quenched. So holy name is exactly like that. Vyamoha Prashamaushadam. So one should not take the holy name very lightly. The holy name is doing the toughest job for us in our heart, which no one else can do. Nobody else can do. And there is no method in this world by which one can quench that moha in the heart. In fact, it not only quenches the moha in our heart, but also munimano vritti pravrityaushadam. There is a vritti in our heart to offer some service to Lord. But the holy name gives a boost to that vritti. by giving a boost in the heart of the sages and devotees, it nourishes their heart with great loving attraction for Krishna. That means on one hand, it catches you by the neck and removes you from moh of the world. On the other hand, it engages you in the right engagement of surrendering to the Supreme Lord with love. And it gives you encouragement and pat on the back for that. By engaging in the Lord's service, one, by chanting the holy name, one derives a great delight in the path of bhakti yoga. So the holy name gives a taste, urja, a kind of taste by which one can get attracted to the Lord. Just like somebody gives you a sugar cane and gives you 10 rupees for eating it. Similarly, the holy name gives us taste and it engages in the service of Krishna, which is our eternal position. So one should very gratefully approach this most merciful holy name, which does this job which no other agent can do in this world. So that is why it is called as the aushadha, or the medicine, which is like a very potent medicine that can cure the cancerous disease of the illusory, false attraction to the illusions of this world. So when we understand this, then we will take the holy name very seriously. Because who can help us get out of this moha? But only holy name can do that. And holy name is the most merciful form of Krishna, who comes in this world to help us get out of the illusory attraction and go back to the spiritual world. So keeping this in mind, one should call out the holy name with attention and remembrance. Harinam Prabhu ki.